German Chancellor Angela Merkel says EU leaders will reach an agreement on further sanctions against Moscow at their upcoming summit in Brussels. She says EU leaders have made it clear they're prepared to slap a third stage of sanctions on Moscow if necessary. The Russian foreign minister says the judicial process of admitting Sevastopol and Crimea to Russia will be finalized at the end of this week. Sergei Lavrov says practical steps are being taken to implement the treaty signed earlier between the leaders of Russia, Crimea, and Sevastopol. In Afghanistan, Taliban militants have launched multiple attacks on a police station in the eastern province of Nangarhar. A car bomb was also blown up outside the station. The office of the governor of Nangarhar has also been hit. 18 people, including 7 assailants, 10 policemen, and a civilian were killed. Malaysia's transport minister says the international search for the missing plane is continuing in both the northern and southern corridors. The statement came after the Australian Prime Minister said two objects possibly related to the missing Malaysian flight have been spotted by satellite south of the Indian Ocean. At least 9 people have been killed and several injured when a train crashed into a bus in Turkey's southern province of Mersin. The minibus was carrying workers to an industrial area of the city when this happened. The train was traveling between Mersin and the neighboring province of Adana. The U.S. military is preparing for joint war games with South Korea next week. Some 10,000 American troops will participate in the large-scale drill codenamed Twin Dragons. The amphibious landing exercises are planned for March the 27th through April the 7th on the southeast coast of South Korea. Iran marks the 63rd anniversary of the nationalization of its oil industry. The bill was passed on March the 20th, 1951. It was presented by the then-premier Mohammad Mossadegh, who managed to garner the support of his nationalist party and religious groups led by prominent cleric Ayatollah Abulhassan Qashani. And Pakistani protesters have held a rally against a visit by Bahraini King Hamad al-Khalifa to their country. The demonstrators urged Islamabad to remember the Bahraini King's role in the killing of many Shia Muslims. They also called on the government not to expand its ties with the Persian Gulf monarchy.